Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sitting on Death Row, the most notorious cases of death row killers, is a true crime case collection by Jack Smith, presented as the first volume in the True Crime Death Penalty Cases series. The book focuses on offenders whose crimes led to death sentences, with attention to the acts, circumstances, and criminal histories that place them among the most notorious inmates awaiting execution. Rather than treating capital punishment primarily as a legal philosophy debate, the book is positioned as a factual survey of extreme criminal cases. Its subjects include infamous figures such as the Grim Sleeper and Lisa Montgomery, whose cases illustrate different paths to death row, from serial murder to a single exceptionally brutal crime. The book is aimed at readers interested in true crime, criminal psychology, forensic context, and the criminal justice system response to aggravated murder. Its purpose is to explain how particular crimes become death penalty cases and why these offenders remain compelling subjects of public attention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, death row as the organizing frame for extreme crime profiles. The distinctive structure of sitting on death row is its use of the death sentence as the common thread linking otherwise different offenders. True crime collections often organize cases by serial killers, forensic breakthroughs, or unsolved mysteries, but this book centers on the legal endpoint placement on death row. That frame gives the cases a specific gravity, because each profile is not only about what happened, but also about how the crime was judged by the courts and society. The emphasis is on crimes considered severe enough to justify the most serious punishment available in jurisdictions that retain capital punishment. This approach allows the book to compare crimes that may differ in motive, method, victim profile, and duration, while still arriving at a similar legal consequence. It also makes the reader consider how public horror, prosecutorial decisions, aggravating factors, and offender conduct combine to produce a death sentence. The result is less a continuous argument about the death penalty than a case-based map of the kinds of violence that bring defendants into its orbit. Secondly, case selection highlights different routes to capital sentencing. The book uses a range of notorious cases to show that death row is not occupied by one uniform type of offender. Some cases involve serial murder, such as the Grim Sleeper, where repeated victimization and a long pattern of predatory violence contribute to the gravity of the case. Others involve a single crime, whose brutality is so extreme that it becomes nationally known, as in the case of Lisa Montgomery, who murdered a pregnant woman and removed the baby from the victim body. By placing such different examples together, the book underscores that capital sentencing can arise from both cumulative criminal patterns and from isolated but exceptionally aggravated acts. This variety is important because it prevents the subject from being reduced to a single criminal profile. Motives may include control, sexual violence, obsession, concealment, or opportunism, yet the legal outcome may be similar when the crime meets the threshold for aggravated murder. The case selection, therefore, functions as a comparative study of severity rather than a simple catalog of infamous names. Thirdly, the book favors factual recounting over moral argument. A key feature of Sitting on Death Row is its practical, factual orientation. The book does not appear to be designed as a broad philosophical defense or critique of capital punishment. Instead, it gives readers case summaries, offender backgrounds, crime circumstances, and the reasons these cases became associated with death row. This choice affects the reading experience. Readers looking for legal theory, constitutional history, or abolitionist and retentionist arguments may find the treatment narrower than a policy study. However, the narrower focus also makes the book accessible to true crime readers who want to understand the concrete events behind death penalty sentences without moving through dense legal analysis. The factual approach also lets the cases carry much of the moral weight. By describing what offenders did and how the justice system responded, the book encourages readers to confront the scale of harm before considering broader questions. Its value lies in case-based orientation rather than in offering a comprehensive ethical framework for capital punishment. Fourthly, criminal behavior is examined through motive. Escalation and apparent lack of rehabilitation, the book is especially concerned with the behaviors and patterns that make certain offenders appear beyond ordinary rehabilitation. In the context of death row cases, this includes not only the original crime, but also evidence of planning, repeated violence, extreme cruelty, or continued dangerousness. The profiles point toward a central true crime question: what combination of motive, opportunity, personality, and circumstance leads to crimes that society treats as irredeemable? Because the book is not a clinical textbook, it does not need to diagnose offenders in technical terms to be useful. Its contribution is to show how the criminal mind is interpreted through observable conduct, victim selection, efforts to avoid detection, brutality, and reactions after the crime. This kind of analysis helps readers distinguish between motive as explanation and motive as excuse. The book presents motive as a way to understand the mechanics of violence, not as a way to diminish responsibility. That distinction is important in death penalty cases, where explanation and accountability are often emotionally difficult to separate. Lastly, reader appeal comes from concise exposure to notorious and disturbing cases. Sitting on Death Row is positioned for readers who want concentrated true crime material, rather than a single long-form investigation. Its appeal lies in giving a selection of Death Row cases in a form that is direct, informative, and relatively easy to move through. This makes it suitable for readers who are curious about multiple notorious offenders, but do not necessarily want a full biography or court record for each one. The book also benefits from the inherent tension of its subject. Death Row cases carry finality, public controversy, and a sense of institutional consequence. At the same time, the material is disturbing by nature. The crimes include severe violence, predation, and in some cases harm that is difficult to read about. That means the book is best approached as factual crime study rather than casual entertainment. Its concise format can be a strength, but it also limits the depth available for each case. Readers should expect focused profiles and contextual summaries rather than exhaustive investigative reconstruction. In conclusion, Sitting on Death Row is best suited for readers who already have an interest in true crime, capital murder cases, criminal psychology, or the way the justice system responds to the most aggravated forms of homicide. It will be most useful to those who want a broad selection of cases rather than a single deeply researched narrative. The practical benefit is orientation readers can learn how different offenders, motives, and crime patterns converge in death penalty outcomes. The intellectual benefit is comparative understanding. By viewing serial murder alongside singular but exceptionally brutal crimes, the reader sees that Death Row is not defined by one offender type, but by a combination of harm, aggravation, and legal judgment. Compared with many true crime books that focus on one famous killer or on courtroom drama, this volume stands out through its organizing principle. Every case is viewed through the status of Death Row. That gives the collection a sharper thematic boundary than a general anthology of murder cases. It is not the strongest choice for readers seeking a full legal history of capital punishment or a sustained moral debate, but it is a clear entry point for understanding why certain crimes become death penalty cases and why these offenders continue to occupy public attention. If you would like to support Jack Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.